Good work. You know, a lot of enthusiasm. You know, you want that on a consistent basis. We talk about being an enthusiastic football team, and it kind of drives your energy level. It drives how you prepare it. It drives how hard you play. And so I thought that was really good. And you know, we're just gonna it'll crank up here. By rule, we're in helmets today. We'll be in helmets on Thursday, and then we'll crank it up with pads on Saturday morning. So. You know, you only got 15 of these, and like I tell our players, you know, we have countdown. And the reason we have countdown in our locker room to our first game, our Illinois game, which is 180 days, is that you just can't waste a day. You cannot waste a day if you want to be a good football player. So that's what we're going to try to do. Keep getting better, but it was a good effort for the first day.
You know what happened to Terrell?
Terrell strained his patella tendon, so we'll get an MRI, see the extent of the sprain or strain or whatever it is. But it's a little bit unusual. For football players to have that kind of an injury, it's just kind of unusual. He stopped, he just stopped and kind of landed the wrong way. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Kind of a position where you already, with Dominique, I can't.
Yeah, Dominique. Yeah, you know, Marvin, Norman, too. So you know, we got a couple guys that are struggling a little bit. And so we're, other opportunities for other people.
Gary, when you have a quarterback goes from his first year as a starter to his second, is that when you expect kind of the biggest jump?
Well, I think you always have an expectation level. I think what happens is, I think for a second-year starter, there are many, many lessons that they learn. You know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I think what you do, you apply those. Your experience level of game planning, understanding your opponent. Your opponent changes each and every week. I think that is really that learning process. It gets accelerated. I think it's a lot easier to adjust week to week. I think that. He is a player that when he sees things now, things will slow down a lot more. It just kind of just starts, because he can see it before it happens. So the thing he has to do is he has to come out here and practice like he wants to be the best quarterback in the country. You know, that's the bar he's looking for, to be the best quarterback in the country. And he has the ability to do that. So that's he's driven. He works real hard.
What does he have to do to get toward that level?
Well, just continue to put the time in and the work and the right type of work with great focus and great concentration. But he'll do that and then come out and see his performance. And, you know, every drill he goes in, he wants to, quarterbacks at the highest level want to complete every single pass that they throw in practice, every single one. And that's the way I'm doing it and learn from those things. So, he's got a great work ethic. He also had a great role model in front of him and a great visual aid in Chase Daniel. And, we're excited about it. And, the big thing for us now is to get, make sure we have a lot of competition at the wide receiver position and tight end position. And it's we got a lot of good athletes out there. You know, now who are the guys that are going to step it up and play consistent and do the right things? You got
good athletes, good competition. That should bring the best out in everybody, so we'll see what happens. Do you usually know who the leaders are going to be coming in, or are you surprised sometimes with who steps up?
Sometimes you can figure it out. Sometimes you see guys that that end up doing the right things and then they show themselves a little bit better. So I don't think that necessarily you always can pinpoint that. There's a lot. We work a lot about on leadership around here, and we got a lot of guys with experience now. And there'll be some that rise to the occasion, and some that. And we're not waiting for just all seniors. We want underclassmen. We have leadership class with underclassmen to teach them leadership skills and invite them to be more vocal, to be a team leader at a young age. And the more guys you can lead in the more classes, the better you're going to be.
Gary, last time you came off an 8-5 season, you had a quarterback going into his second year as a starter. Mm-hmm. He went 12-2 and 10-4. How important is this season as far as to continue the growth of the program?
Well, it's huge. Every year is important. So we have our goals. We want to win a championship. That's what we want to do. And the only way you can do that is win the North Championship. That's the only way you can get to the championship game. And been there a couple times. So. Those goals have not changed. We want to make our continue to build and make our program better and better. But we averaged 9 games a year the last 5 years, and we want to build on that. We don't want to stay the same. But really, our goals and our focus, it's all based then to going back to daily doing the right things. Would you see the vision? You got to know what you want to get to. Everybody understands what we're trying to get to. Then what's every coach and every player going to do daily? so that when you get to September, you're ready to play your best. And that's pretty much what we do. And last year, you know, when we lost all those players, we didn't change our goals. Nothing changed. You know, we still went for it. And, you know, sometimes you fall short, and sometimes you reach it. So hopefully we can continue to build the program.
A lot of similarities between, I mean, that year Bill was just talking about, and then this year, but you only got two guys who were around back then who are still here. So I assume you don't spend a lot of time, you know, looking back to going into 2007, the similarities.
No, I don't do that at all. Yeah. I don't ever do that. I didn't look at 2008 and 2007. 2007 was probably 2008 was a better football team than 2007. 2007 probably played, you know, probably as good as any team I ever coached. But no, I think there's always lessons back there. You look at the lessons, you learn from the lessons. But then, you know, I don't ever compare. I don't do that. I look ahead.
Your linebacker group noticed play a little quieter this time around
without Spoon. Yeah, it's kind of peaceful out here for the first time in 4 years. So, well, we got Derek Washington though, because Derek kind of picked it up a little bit for Spoon. You know, you lose a great player like that, but you know, everybody's got their own personalities. You know, we got a lot of good kids, a lot of. You know, we stretch very disciplined, but we also do it with a lot of enthusiasm, and as long as they're doing it the right way, that's what we like. And the only difference this week was we didn't have somebody singing songs half the time.
Yeah, linebacker, after a year and a half, you finally get to see Josh Tatum practice.
So yeah, it's nice to see him getting back, and all the competition. There's going to be quite a bit of competition there too. So he's worked real hard. He's a little rusty, but, you know, he hadn't done anything for a long while. But, you know, that was the right thing the doctors wanted to. And, you know, he's not officially a junior yet. He's got 1 year left, but we think we'll get to appeal at the end, so we're kind of considering that.
You're pretty happy with the winter conditioning.
Yeah, one thing we would look at is there's three things prior to spring football. And one is skill development that the players work on. One is our Winning Edge program we do at 6 o'clock in the morning. And the other thing is our PRs, and that means the personal records that our players test for and bench in all the different speed and quickness drills and all the different things that we try to do. And so I was very pleased with that process. So, you know, it's all those things lead up to, you know, I have friends that kid me all the time and say, well, you work 48 hours a year, you know, and they go, ha ha, they get their little chuckles out of it. You know, that I work 12 football games, you know, 4 hours a day. So I work, they get, you know, my friends have a little teased, and I don't think it's too funny most of the time. But what goes with that really is that all these things we do, and we do it, these guys do a tremendous amount of work since they got back here January 20th, all the way to the kickoff. That's going to determine how you play in those 48 hours. That's what's going to determine those 48 hours. I used that as an example of my players yesterday. Is that amazing that all that work, those months and months and months of work, are for 48 hours, and that's what you're going to get evaluated on? But that's the key. What can you do process-wise to get better?